All right, Levi Kitchen. I don't know how you normally think of Hangtown. Last year, not so great. But third overall today, you'll take it?
For sure. For that, you know, like, that was a little bit of a win for me, honestly. I think I got 12th here last year, so... yeah, and I didn't feel real comfortable all day. Like, practice, I think I was, like, 16th in the first one, and it was just so fast. Like, and I need to remember that, because I grew up racing here, like, all the time, but it was slow. Like, it was, like, they'd put a bunch of rice on it, and it'd be really slow, like rice holes.
Yep.
And I don't know. Like, lately, it's just been extremely fast. So, yeah, I need to be a little bit better at that kind of send the outside berms and, sure, and ride like that. So, I don't know.
I feel like I need to look at your lap times, but I feel like there was a lot of variance in your lap times. You had some really good laps. You were catching Hayden. Everything was good. And then all of a sudden, you would do a 204, and then you would do a 201. And then I don't know if you were making individual mistakes or just, like, getting caught up with lappers, but it seemed like your lap times were all hot and cold.
Yeah. They were, for sure. And that was just that being a little uncomfortable. Like, I don't really like riding, I don't know, it just wasn't in my comfort zone. Like, sure, the way you had to ride this track like, yeah, that. So, yeah, I would do it, and then I'd just be like, I just don't like doing that, man. Like, so, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to getting on some, well, who knows how they're going to prep the tracks actually now, but Colorado is, like, the ruddiest track ever, and I freaking love it. So, hopefully, it's like that. But,
well, last year, I think it wasn't, or the year before it wasn't. So, you're right. Who knows how they're going to turn it.
Yeah, I mean, last year it was rutted. Yeah. I did well, but I did well there too when it was not super rutted. So, I don't know. I like it there. But, yeah, as we go more towards the East Coast, I feel like the tracks slow down and they're gnarly. So,
yeah, coming down a couple of those hills, like even chasing that 450 moto, a few guys, it looked like some guys were getting away from them coming down the hills, like from the braking bumps. Like, scary moments.
I mean, for sure. You saw it with, Jet crashed. I don't know if he brain farted. I mean, even Hayden. Hayden was trying to push the extra edge. He crashed. Yeah, it's just kind of one of those tracks where it's like, are you willing to do it or not? And I just was like, dude, third for me, I'm okay with it today. And I just wasn't. I guess I got to just grow some bigger balls. I don't know.
Okay. Grow them this week. We just watched Sexton go 40th to first in the lounge here. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was I'm really happy for him. Obviously, we trained together a little bit. He needed that. I would be pretty worried if I'm the rest of the 450 class, honestly, after that, because he's, like, mentally, he can be a little crazy. So if he does that, yeah, I think it's going to be gnarly.
I'm not going to listen to him when he tells me about his bike setup, because this track, those speeds that he was going, his bike's fine.
Exactly, yeah. I tell him to just shut. Yeah, I can't even say what I tell him, but, yeah, no, it seems like he's getting better, and I think Peter's been trying to help him with that. Like, Peter's like, dude, I don't care how your bike is. Just go beat him. Yeah. Like, so he did it today.
Well, good job. Good start to the season. Four motos down. You're happy?
Very happy, yeah. I'm just – honestly, the goal was, like, I want to be there at the end, obviously. And if I could score 40 points or better every weekend, I think I'm going to be in it at the end. So that's kind of my game plan.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.